This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we go on the next episodic page of the adventures of the DJV boys and girls. The Dougster, Jennifer, Victoria, all here at your service and on your side, thinking about the way to begin another day. It's a great opportunity for the sun to come up. Maybe you were watching the moon. What is the moon about halfway in its phase, right? Anybody seen the moon the last couple of nights?
No. I missed it.
Really? Clouds or just you were asleep?
I was asleep.
All right, well, we're here to set up your day to make it a great one. Jennifer has some HQ news. That's what I'm going to call it from now on.
Hydrochloric.
Yeah. Quinn.
Yeah, yes. This is actually not a news story, but it's a story that I ran into yesterday. And I almost called you guys. If I could have done a Victoria Doug conference call yesterday, I would have said, whoa. Here's an interesting layer. We all wondered about hydroxychloroquine because I think we've all seen the positive news about hydroxychloroquine in terms of its treatment for coronavirus, and then we've all seen the negative poo-pooing of it in the media, some science journals even. So get this. This makes sense because we immediately think everything is political these days, and so a lot of people think, well, Trump was touting it, and so no one wanted to see him be right about something, and so even science is infiltrated by politics, and that's why they're poo-pooing the combination of azithromycin, hydroxychloroquine, and zinc. So I was talking to someone yesterday, not a fly-by-nighter, someone who's pretty legit in the business that we are in, and he was telling me about a doctor friend of his who, I guess, had his family roots in Yugoslavia. And Yugoslavia, if you know, is a pretty poor country. It's not one that's necessarily thriving economically.
It was torn apart by, it's not really Yugoslavia anymore, torn apart by the Balkan War and the
and
the horrors of that,
But because of that, because of his roots being there, he had a lot of background in treating people for different things using certain herbs and more homeopathic remedies because that's just what they had to rely on there because the medical system was nothing when he grew up. And so he came to this country as a thriving medical practice and is looked at in California as probably one of the top doctors in his field. So when coronavirus came out, he was very acutely aware of how to treat things and to try to come up with a combination of something that would provide a fight that becomes an antiviral medication. And so he very early on, like our friend Dr. Ken and many others, started using a high combination of zinc in conjunction with some homeopathic herbs and things and hydroxychloroquine along with azithromycin. And he started treating his patients, and he had a 100% success rate in his patients. And doing this, he started writing down his results and his and all of his survey methodology, and he quickly put it into a book that he took to a pretty renowned publisher, one that we would have all heard of, and said, I would like you to consider, you know, to publish this. And they read through the book, and they said, it's great, but we'll never do this, and you shouldn't put it out. He was stunned. Apparently, the real issue, I'm sure Trump was just the cherry on top, that he had gotten a hold of these journals that suggested there was some positive news with hydroxychloroquine, is that it was actually the big pharma business that didn't want you to take hydroxychloroquine. It was big pharma. And by the way, the publisher suggested that this doctor should not connect his name to this because he said it could even put his life at risk. That's how deep this goes, because big pharma doesn't want people taking hydroxychloroquine to cure coronavirus. Why? Because it's too cheap. It's too readily available, and it's very inexpensive. And it's an inexpensive treatment that would not allow drug companies to make the amount of money that they want to make off of other things that could be used for coronavirus. And this guy was essentially silenced and handed a threat, and his book never came to print. And I have it on very good authority that this is all 100% true, and it makes a lot of sense to me.
I believe it 100%. Yep. And so
about why
get
this went away so quickly.
Yep. So under the circumstances, there's a lot of grim information that has been around for the last, 6 months, almost 6 months, or certainly 4 or 5 months, but it started in China last year, and the death total is millions. There are probably 4 or 5 million people, even though the stats that come from those unbelievable jerkle burgers at the WHO say that only 500,000 people have died. That's not true. I don't believe any of that. And so in stories like that, just give us more reason to doubt what some people present as facts. Some people don't want to, they don't want to dance against the, they don't want to walk or swim against the tide, as they're just not comfortable. Some people don't have any brass, a balsam, whatever you want to call it, to stand up
about that.
To what we know is wrong.
A respected doctor and a publishing company that we all would recognize.
Yeah.
Shutting this down because they're afraid for their lives and the lives of their family.
Yeah.
That to me makes me scratch my head, and I know we've been asking this a lot. What country do we live in where this is the case, where we can't speak truth anymore? And it's the same thing with the news, and it's the same thing with politics. It's like, what the heck do people believe?
Yeah.
You know, we all are believing different sets of facts based on our political slant. We're all believing different narratives based on what we see or who we follow on social media. Where is truth? Where in the heck does anybody find
facts.
Truth anymore?
Where are the facts? And we were on to this early on. We say one thing, somebody else says something else. And, you know, who do you believe? What makes you comfortable? All of this stuff around the pandemic has been, there's been nothing but excess. As far as I'm concerned, from the beginning, I said, oh, wait a minute, who? What are we doing here? And then I was cowed into going along with the program for a while, and then I began once again to come back and ask, what are we doing? Why are we doing all of this in the name of trying to save people? I get that we want to protect people like Fancy Nancy, Victoria's mother. Absolutely. We need to do as much as we can. But
yeah,
then
I mean, her
the
doctors
other...
have said even if the virus isn't as potent as it was before,
yeah, she's in danger.
She's still in no less risk. Yeah.
Right. But she's in risk to get the regular flu. I would think that'd be bad for her as well, or anything that's compromising to our
anything
pulmonary.
With the lungs, she gets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you're, So.
But this is this is a lot more deadly, though, than she survived the regular flu every year.
But it is not as deadly now. And I'm not going out
on a
limb
here. There's a lot of conflicting medicine. There's a lot of conflicting reports on that, though.
That's just it, though. What is true? And And I have to admit to something, Doug. When I first started with you, and it's been God knows how many years have we been together. Like, I think you probably owe me, like, I think we're in the year of the wood or something. For our anniversary.
A silver anniversary.
Charcoal,
right.
I think.
Yeah, right.
I think you owe me the briquettes or something.
Yeah.
You and I have been together a long time. And I have been with you in my younger days and now in my less younger days.
Right.
And
you're maturing
when
on
you,
me.
When I first started with you, I used to think that you were a little off the rails. I used to think you were always a conspiracy theorist. You would always talk about, well, don't trust that. And I always said, how crazy is that? You got to be able to trust something.
Did you talk to your father about that? Did you ever talk to your father about how crazy I was then?
No, but it's not necessarily I thought that you were like a legitimate crazy person. But I'd always say, wow, you know, you got all these conspiracy theories. And I remember Rich was on this program. We'd sit there and go, there's Doug being Doug again. But what I'll tell you, and this is something that whether you like Trump or you don't, one of the things that the Trump presidency has done for me personally is it's turned on the lights to how long we have been sucking in so many different fake headlines, fake news sources, fake theories from our own government.
Yeah.
And I know maybe in your lifetime it was Kennedy and Kennedy's assassination. I know for my dad, that's when people started distrusting the government because they didn't know what was true.
They knew, enough of us knew that the Warren Report was complete fabrication. It was the biggest piece of fiction. Because I was at the time friends with Jack Anderson, who was a contrarian, perhaps the most famous columnist in the country, if not the world. And he said that all of this stuff about Lee Harvey Oswald was a complete hoax. And he wrote a couple of books explaining how the mob and the Cubans and the people that actually put this together to get rid of Kennedy, people in our country to get rid of him, he put it all together. And what did he get? as a result, what was the thanks he got? He was molested. He was walking home. He lived in Washington, in Georgetown. He was walking, used to walk to his office in the city. And one night, walking home about 10 o'clock from his office, he was accosted by a man, and he was knocked out. A pipe. This guy had a pipe with him, and he whacked Jack Anderson in the head, and he was never the same after that. He was never the same. And that was right after he came out with a second book about who killed Kennedy. What was the real story? So you got that sort of thing. You're right. This guy who you were just talking about a few minutes ago, I believe that 100%. I know what Ken Kronhaus, who's kind of a Pollyanna. I'm a Pollyanna, but he's more of a Pollyanna than I am about thinking, you know, what the real world is all about. He's become very, very distant to things that were near and dear to him, like all these damn medical journals. He's become, disenfranchised, but he's certainly become disillusioned by all of these things. His career, certainly on the radio with me for the past 12 or 13 years, has been all about, this is what science says. This is what the journals say. This is what the truth is. And now, because of the way they treated HQ, hydrochloroquine, he's completely, he's baffled by what he believed. And his rock is now broken into a million pieces. And that's what we're realizing here. What we thought was sacred isn't.
No.
And that's what Jennifer is telling us.
And people are willing to see people die for this, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that's, right.
It's big money.
Power, money.
Yep, that's what it is. Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and our interview with John Bolton. The clip of the day, if you didn't hear us talking to Bolton yesterday, the book, The Room Where It Happened, I talked to more people about this yesterday. It was really pretty. You had John Bolton on with you? Why would he go on? And I explained why he came on here and go on some of the political shows, because Hannity would hang him out to dry, and that bunch. By the way, interesting interview Hannity did with Mark Cuban, if you get a chance to. Did you see that, either of you? Yeah.
No, uh-uh. Not a fan of Hannity, so no.
No, but I mean, the fact that he had Mark Cuban on.
He has Cuban on a lot, actually. Which is surprising, because I still believe he could jump in as a third party.
I think he'd be actually quite a good president. Anyway, so Bolton's book was the subject of our conversation in part yesterday. Clip of the day, the conversation at djvshow.com. Along with the entire program, you can hear it all day, every day, as it progresses, just keeps repeating, at djvshow.com.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not...
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual: Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Can we spend the rest of the day listening to Johnny Cash, please?
Yes, I vote for that.
It would be.
Yeah, that's the Johnny Cash program with the DJVers, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Third Man Records. Jack White's Nashville-based company continues its quarterly series of unique collectible recordings with the upcoming release of Vault Package 45, A Night to Remember, Johnny Cash, memorializing a previously unavailable concert at the Abramson Theater in L.A. This package on vinyl includes a double vintage white LP, gold foil LP jacket, a gold 7-inch single featuring an A-side with Dark and Bloody Ground, and a super-secret mystery artist featured on the single's B-side. That'll be kind of interesting. You can sign up for the limited edition package now through midnight Central Time on the 31st of the month. Let's go back to 1973 when Johnny Cash was on his way to becoming an American icon. He became one of the most popular musicians on the planet in the 60s and 70s. He was included in a unique series of shows taking place in L.A. beginning in late April of 73, running until the 5th of May. Billed as a week to remember, every night's performance with the highest ticket price being $7.50. A lot of pop stars, rock stars, jazz stars, R&B stars, folk stars, country acts as well. Of special note was one of the label's most buzzworthy new acts. A young fellow named Bruce Springsteen made his formal L.A. debut on a night that also featured Dr. Hook. Oh, my God, what a combination. Do y'all know who Dr. Hook was?
No, remember? No clue.
Huh?
I know Captain.
No, Dr. Hook. Phil, get a little slice of Dr. Hook, would you please? There's four or five things that will pop up right away. Dr. Hook and the medicine machine. Dr. Hook was. Dr. Hook.
Oh, this is Rolling Stone.
Yeah, this is Dr. Hook.
Oh, okay. I never knew what band sang this song.
It is. Yep.
Yeah.
It is. So him on the same stage with Bruce Springsteen?
Back then in the 70s, though, that kind of tracks. Like, that works. Bruce was not the same Bruce back then.
Maybe not. It was an interesting combo, anyway. On May the 5th, the series' seventh and final night at the Abramson. Cash was featured alongside Tammy Wynette, George Jones, Lynn Anderson, and Charlie Rich. Wow, would I love to have been in the audience for that. Can you imagine that? That Lynn Anderson was one of the first ladies. She was around the 50s, about the same time all these guys got started at Sun Records. Lynn Anderson got started. Charlie Rich was in there about that time, too. Maybe, I mean, they all were there, now that I think about it. Tammy Wynette was not married to George Jones yet. Anyway, that's got to be...
was this before or after she kept his keys from him and he got on the ride on lower to go to the mower to the liquor store?
Oh, no, that was after they were married.
Was that after?
This is a long time after that. The third man release marks the first time Cash's full show from the night has ever been available as a multi-track recording, with the DVD featuring backstage footage, highlights of Cash's live show, which featured guest appearances from June Carter, Cash, Larry Gatlin, and Carl Perkins. Wow, 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 wow. Man, oh man, but I'd like to get a hold of that. It's a good Christmas present for anybody who's listening who wants to give me
it. I was going
to
say, when's the Christmas mention coming?
Yeah.
Birthday first.
Well, yeah, but think about it. Think about these people. Maybe it doesn't mean... To me, all these names are so iconic because I was growing up as they kind of were growing up in the music business. And I was a disc jockey, and I played all of this stuff from these people, and I met a few of them when I was at the on the stage that night at the Grand Ole Opry. I met Lynn Anderson. Man, she was absolutely a beautiful person. Well, anyway, so that's...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's adversaries should know, and they should have no doubt, that any targeting of U.S. forces by Russians, by anyone else, will face a very swift and deadly response.
That's Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, after a Capitol briefing yesterday, referring to reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. President Trump has called the reports a hoax, and the White House says that President Trump has never been briefed on any such intelligence. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the safety of American forces abroad is an issue of paramount importance.
This president's entire focus on rebuilding this military. His goal is to make sure every man and woman is safe.
The president says he'll veto a defense spending bill if it includes changing the names of military bases named after Confederate generals. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A new GPS satellite has rocketed into orbit, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
SpaceX has launched the U.S. Space Force's third next-generation navigation satellite for the Global Positioning System from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. The Falcon 9 rocket, which is owned by Elon Musk, blasted into partly cloudy skies. The launch had been delayed for 15 minutes due to strong high-altitude winds that could have knocked the rocket off course.
Pay goes up today for minimum wage workers in 3 states and 21 cities and counties in America. Minimum wages are going up in Illinois, Nevada, and Oregon, and 21 localities, including 13 in California alone. The pay hikes are expected to be a big help to Americans working in restaurants, retail, and other low-paying jobs who have been hit hard by the state shutdowns of non-essential businesses because of the coronavirus pandemic. Target is dropping YouTuber Shane Dawson's books because of backlash over his past videos that included racist jokes and other problematic content. The retail giant announcing yesterday that it's pulling the I Hate My Selfie and It Gets Worse, a collection of essays by the author. Again, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. Being on the radio is something that I have been fighting for years. I could have given up any number of years ago, but I have the entrepreneurial spirit, and that's something today that is not an easy thing. I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm patting other entrepreneurs, actually, on the back, because under the circumstances, with the realities that we've all faced in the past 4, 5, 6 months, anybody who had a small business, anybody who stuck by their beliefs that they could do whatever it is that they do better than other people, or there was a real need for the services or for whatever it was that they presented, like this program and the other things that I produce, the other radio shows that I do, there's nobody else doing the kind of stuff that I do. And so I believe that's worth fighting for, and it isn't all about money. It's a personal challenge, I suppose. Maybe I've been, Jennifer was talking a little earlier about my quirkiness, but I do believe that we, if it's something that you believe strongly in, no matter what it is, you stick with it. You need to have that value. If you don't have something really strong in your life, family, friends, politics, religion, business, whatever it is, everybody needs one thing in his or her life that you value, perhaps above anything else, and something in your life to fight for. Imagine living your life, Victoria, Jennifer, without having at least one thing to fight for, the person that you love, whatever it is, if you don't have that in your life, what in the world is the use of living?
Right.
If you think about it that way, my heavens, it just is so amazing.
So my parents have always, ever since I was a kid, it was drilled into my head, no matter what you do, you got to have a purpose. So make sure, follow a passion, that's fine, do whatever you want to do, you know, in a career, but make sure you have a purpose.
Early on, I am, Jennifer, how many times have you heard me say this? I have said on the radio, I have said in my business at the farm, I am here to help. We are all here to help. Some people get it, some people don't. But I believe when I was asked once by somebody, it was a conversation on the kitchen floor, somebody I cared very much about, looked at me, she was very frustrated with her life, and looked at me and said, I don't understand why I'm here. I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know.
That's sad. There's a lot of people who feel like that.
Yeah. Yes, it is sad.
But you know what I think is interesting? I don't mean to start waterworks, but I think one observation I've made about you is that because, Dougie, you had a rough childhood, a rough upbringing, and a tough youth, that I think the radio fulfills you so much because you kind of create a family for yourself. Like, we all are part of the family, and I think it kind of creates that sense of belonging and that sense of family that maybe you were missing out on. And I think that's why people find themselves attached to programs like this, because it's not about shouting down philosophies, more about having conversations, even when we don't agree, but it's like sitting around a family table almost.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Very astute.
You should keep her around. She's pretty smart.
I'm nothing if I'm not astute.
Well, it's under the circumstances. I think that's why I value my children as much as I do, and my grandson. Yeah.
Yep. I also think that, you know, this has been really hard for you to not see them and be physically with them. And I think that this is affecting a lot of people. You know, I was at a salon yesterday for the first time, and it felt like a foreign experience. And the girl who does my hair has two kids who are in, you know, sixth grade. And she said it was so hard for them at first to not be around their friends, and the isolation is hard for kids. And Dr. Fauci talked about that when he testified on Tuesday, that kids need to get back in school. It's detrimental. And it's been hard on older people too. If they're not living with their families, my parents lived 15 minutes away. My mom practically cries once a week on the phone that she can't see us. And we see them once a week. We're there in the backyard.
Because you feel like you're wasting life, you know, and life is so precious and you're not really living it. It's really tough. And
it's hard on
you brought up
people,
about the kids, because I look at just kids, and already kids nowadays are predisposed to go to social media and to isolate with those devices, right? That's just what people are doing more of.
Yeah.
And I wonder about them, because they were missing. They used to have play dates all the time. That's over now. They haven't been seeing other kids.
Yeah.
And so, thankfully, they have each other. But I always think, like, gosh, as an only child, how does that...
This would have been hard for you.
Is it going to make it more? Is it going to make it more awkward for them when they do eventually start socializing again? Have we changed the way kids are going to behave now permanently? It's,
you know,
I don't know. A lot of questions.
Interesting you say that, because Miles, my grandson, we were on FaceTime last night, and he'd gone back to school on Monday, and it was like he was a different person.
Yeah.
He was so excited to see his friends. He had, when we were on the phone, he was eating an ice cream. And he said, Gramps, guess what this is? And I looked at it. I said, looks like chocolate ice cream. And he said, yeah, and we made it. At school, the teacher taught them how to make ice cream, among other things. And
he's been allowed to go back to school. Is it like...
That's one of the things that Megan and Matthew... have thought long and hard about, and they think it's much better for him. The kids are wearing masks.
I agree. I totally
much
agree.
Better
but
for
it,
them
I
to
just
be
know
social.
LA.
And he, right. Yeah, but he, but this is a school that's associated with UCLA, and they're pretty progressive. To follow up on what, excuse me, you just said, the business about what we're doing, we have ruined, in my mind, a generation with these damn devices. So that to the point where people don't think for themselves, we follow the leader, we don't think for ourselves. We don't think independently. So there's this whole thing here, at least in Massachusetts, and I think in California and many other places, whether or not schools should even reopen this fall. And whether you think it's dangerous or not, if things are handled properly, there's nothing more important than getting these kids back into a situation where there is social. The social connection, interaction, if you will, we do a great disservice. We so found ourselves following along the Pied Piper, whoever the Pied Piper may be, the CDC, or the, you know, we're following the guidelines of the, I was making plane arrangements last night, I'm looking at the American website, we're following all the guidelines, like these guys were gods, like nobody else had a thought, or nobody, I mean, I understand, keep the plane clean, wear gloves, wear masks, okay, that's smart.
I also saw American made an announcement, they're going back to full capacity on the planes.
Yes, they are. Yep.
That seems like that's a mistake, but
well,
okay.
Listen, you see what happens. A lot of the others
try
I know.
Try not to get on one of those flights.
Well, I'm not going to sit in the back, no matter what. Even if I had to pay for a seat up front, I would because I don't want to be that confined, frankly. And that's, you know, that's part of it. But they've got on their website, they've got these diagrams of how the planes have been reworked so that the air circulates this way and that way and another way, and then washing the tables and stuff they should have been doing all along,
yeah.
Frankly. So, but anyway, back to schools reopening and what we need to be thinking about, the social ramifications. There may be disagreement on this, there probably is, as to the severity of the virus now that it's mutated 18 or 19 times, literally it has. It's not as serious as it was in terms of being lethal. It's still dangerous and still not something that you want to get if you can help it, but you don't want to get a lot of things. And we still live our lives. Some people aren't smart enough not to eat better, so they get heart disease. Or they do things that expose themselves to Roundup and they get cancer. You know, all those things. If we keep people away from every danger, then there is no life at all. And these kids, everybody needs to experience life. But, you know, the practical side, we were talking, Victoria and I, off the air, the bottom of the hour, about what's polite. Even if it didn't do all the things that some might say it does, wearing a mask, it is polite in our society to think of others. And that's really kind of what distancing is about, and it isn't. It's a little thing.
But I actually take it a little. I take it more seriously. Like I said, I was at the salon yesterday for the first time in 3.5 or 4 months, and
I bet you look beautiful now.
Well, thanks. They have my 4-inch roots are gone. So they do a temperature check before you're allowed in, and they have distancing amongst the chairs and everything in the salon. And the Alyssa, the girl who does my hair, she and I are friendly, and so we were talking about that case. I think it was in Wisconsin. Remember, Jen, you and I talked about this, the Great Clips, that salon. Great Clips is a chain. It's a cheap chain.
Yeah, the two people who had coronavirus and they didn't pass it on, right?
Yeah, so the two stylists had the virus, and they had very strict sort of everyone had to wear a mask going in and out, and not a single client out of
the. Did they know they had the virus?
Yes, they knew that they had tested.
Really?
Yeah, they knew that they had it. I think they had mild symptoms. They were able to work. And so 100-some clients went through the doors, and not a single person got it because everyone wore a mask. So for me, and they're studying, like literally the CDC said they were going to study to see exactly what happened in that circumstance because everyone was indoors, which is problematic. Although in that type of salon, you're in and out pretty quickly. You're not sitting there for hours and hours and hours. Like I got they applied, you know, my hair color, and then I went and sat in the car because I didn't want to just sit inside for too long. So that's part of the, you know, the thing. You just don't want to be indoors for too long. But, you know, but anyway, the point, though, is the fact that every single person was wearing a mask and not a single person transmitted the virus, that says something. So it's a lot more than just being polite. Tells me that there is a way
thoughtful.
To protect yourself and others.
Yeah, but I think
Goldman Sachs believes that. We were talking off the air about that new report.
Yeah, why don't you go through that, Victoria? Spend a minute or so on the economy, so a couple of business angles to this.
Yeah, so the team of economists at Goldman Sachs, which is, of course, the famous, you know, worldwide investment bank.
Biggest bank in the world, biggest investment bank in the world, yeah.
They basically analyzed our economy.
Just to put it in perspective, they manage $400 billion in various funds. And
but that's just from your account, right?
Yeah. And totally wish.
Well, right, they, essentially, they took a look at at the state level. They wanted to see, they took a look at all the data and analysis of where cases are spiking. We see this in Florida and Arizona and California. And but obviously, these guys are economists. They are all about getting the economy restarted. So they looked at how widespread the use of face masks are in Asian countries and many European countries, and how they have recovered from the virus at a much faster rate than we have. We were slow to get on top of it. Other countries were faster than we were. But essentially what they came up with when they crunched all the numbers, they said if wearing masks in public were mandatory, and if everyone did it, that can actually save 5% of the GDP. That's a huge impact on not getting people sick, and they said that it can actually offset the practice of lockdown, which I don't like that term because that's a prison term and we're not in prison.
Yeah.
But anyway, it can offset the effects of quarantine if people actually everyone was wearing a mask and not, you know, and no one was deviating from that. 5% of GDP, that's a big amount.
Yep, sure is. That's food for thought, for sure. Speaking of food, how do you like this segue serenade? The American Family Farmer is one of these shows that I do along with Good Day Health and Your Hidden Power every week in the Countdown Show. I'm very proud of what we're doing here. And as a matter of fact, for the last 3 or 4 months, we've added at least one new station a week to this broadcast, which is heard pretty much around the country on weekends. A lot of the same stations that carry this program, but a lot of stations that don't are interested in the food supply. This is about family food and the farm. That's basically what this show is about. And so the one that is posted now at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, the podcast, is a focus on how we are changing our business, those of us who are still farming, changing our business plans to survive what is going on. And it's very interesting how dairy farmers especially, who have had such a tough time, are being very creative. It's kind of the best of Americana. If you can't be creative on the farm, then where can you be creative? And a lot of people are really getting into that and understanding where food comes from. Agricultural production is way up this year on small farms and bigger farms, but small farms, medium-sized farms especially. So that story is told every week. The podcast is at theamericanfamilyfarmershow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Getting into shape and losing weight are often at the top of lists for personal goals. But getting started can be daunting, which is why having a plan is very important.
What are you striving for? Is it weight loss? Is it you want to lower your blood pressure or just get in better shape in general? So have a plan with clearly defined goals. How many days a week are you able to devote to exercise? What does that timeline look like? All of those things can be really, really important as you get started.
Danielle Johnson is a physical therapist with the Mayo Clinic Healthy Living Program. She says the goals need to be realistic. And, this is important too, do something you like.
If you hate running, don't run. Find a class that you enjoy doing. Bring a buddy. Make it social. It shouldn't be drudgery. And so I think that a lot of people go and they don't like it. And so who's going to continue doing that long term?
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this Land Ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the barking with the dogs. Wow, 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 wow. Maybe not. It's time for Warren Eckstein. You've never had me on your program. And now I hear the retort coming before I even get all the sense out of my mouth. Yeah,
we can talk about car safety, Doug. Maybe that's a good topic for you to talk about. You could be an expert on dog safety in vehicles.
Right, it's an attack of the arachnids here on the DJV program with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show and Victoria Keelan both on the seatbelt thing. I'd seen something recently, and we've talked about this 3 or 4 times on the air in the last year or two about how dogs need to be protected. I have Daisy with me everywhere. She's in the back seat, she's in the front seat. She sits in my, not sit in my lap, but she has her head. And it is, I understand what you're saying. It's a dangerous thing because if you get into an accident, who knows what happens under the circumstances. So I did see
this
thing
about
seatbelts.
It's a law in New Jersey. They just don't enforce it, which is unfortunate. But it's a law that the dogs have to be in the back seat and strapped into the seatbelts.
Well, it's kind of like kids, right?
Absolutely.
Isn't that a requirement
for
kids?
I think you can't be, I don't know much about children, human ones, but I think you need to be 11 years old or a certain weight to ride in the front seat because the airbags can kill a kid.
Yeah.
Same as a dog.
I know that Miles always rides in the back. I have a seat, although the seat as he gets bigger is less, and pretty soon he's just going to be able to ride in the seat. He's gotten so tall, he can have the seatbelt on him. But you can't do that with your dogs. So, Daisy, I'm looking at stuff for Daisy. And you've got, when I saw you last winter, you had in the back of that car a big soft case for your dogs, right? You always put them, so you can't really see them because they're way in the back. But you
actually the thing fits on the, I have an SUV, so the back seat folds down,
right.
And this goes on top of that where it folds down and hooks up to the, either to the seat belts or the harnesses, whatever you want to hook it up to. But it's soft, it weighs nothing. And this one, the one I have, both of my dogs together weigh under 25 pounds. So, but this is large enough to carry 5 daisies. But anyway, it's really soft, it's easy to carry, it's portable. You can put it away. But it's so critical. A lot of people don't realize that. You know, when I was a peace officer in New York for many years with animal rescue, I would show up at accidents where dogs were just horribly injured because they weren't confined to a seatbelt. Or even worse, sometimes the dog flew out of the car or the there was an accident and the dog panicked and got loose and was never. So it's so important to confine them for their own safety, just as it is with any other member of the family. So years ago, my dog, you know, I used to ride around a convertible, my dog sticking his head out of the window. Who knew?
Oh, my God.
And nowadays, it's even dangerous because they say so many dogs now who stick their heads out of the window when they're riding will get eye infections, will get nasal infections, nose infections. Yeah. So it's not a great idea to let your dog stick his head out of the window either.
Yeah. Good words of good advice. The COVID thing has caused our dogs to get fat along with us, apparently. Would you say there were like a third of the dogs around now need to go on a diet?
Well, you know, as my mother would say, Doug, there's no fat dogs, only big-boned dogs. Said the same thing about me and my sister.
A lot of big-boned people
kids.
In quarantine, too, right now.
So, yeah, it's true. We're sitting around. A lot of people quarantine. They're at home. They're spending more time with their pets, which is a good thing. But to so many people, love is food. So they look at that cute little dog and, you know, here's this. I'm having a sandwich. Here's part of my sandwich. And then I was talking about it before. My two dogs together may weigh 25 pounds, Molly.
Wow.
I love the two of them.
So
but anyway, they're so easy to carry and they're so lovable to carry that I want to carry them all over. Then I noticed the other day that, you know, Molly's belly is getting a little bigger than normal. So I said, Mom, you're going to walk a little bit. You know, I'm not picking you up so much. And that's so important. First of all, 10%, no more than 10% of any pet's diet should be treats. Now, what I've done with my dogs is I don't use treats. I convince my dogs that carrots are made out of liver. So what I do is I make a big deal over it, and they think carrots are the greatest thing in the world. So there are
Daisy likes cooked carrots. Daisy likes cooked carrots.
Cooked or mine with carrots. Now they're into cauliflower. God bless them.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Anything that's a little different. And they'll only have it for a day or two. Then you got to find something a little different.
Then they're all right, things. Dad, we're on to you.
Exactly. You know, where's that Oreo, Pop? I want that Oreo. Get rid of it. So, yeah, you can use healthy treats, exercise. And if you live in an apartment building like in New York City or in parts of L.A., you know, don't be afraid to use the staircase instead of the elevator. Don't be afraid to do monkey in the
good
middle
for you
in the hallway.
And good for the dog.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
It was National Take Your Dog to Work Day earlier this week. You don't go to work. You do like Matt. You work at home.
I think most people are still working from home. So every day is Take Your Dog to Work Day.
Maybe that's why they need to go on a diet, because you aren't able to get the dog out.
Well, they basically say that the companies that have the rules where dogs can go to work with their people, the people work much harder, work much better, and are a lot happier. So I think everyone should be able to bring their dog to work every day.
All the time. Yeah, exactly. I agree with you on that one. As you're not around people who are allergic to dogs. There's the words of wisdom.
Hey, Sulfur Lance Gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.